We are learning Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Nun Amud Beis, and we are beginning two lines from the bottom of Daf Nun Amud Beis, end of a line, Gufa. We learned in our Mishnah that someone's Mekadesh Isha Ubita or Isha V'Achoysa Ka'achas. Halacha is you're not allowed to marry two sisters. It means if you're married to one sister, you cannot marry another sister, and Kedush is not Taifis on the other sister. So let's say Mekadesh Isha Ubita or Isha V'Achoysa Ka'achas. See, Mekadesh them both at one time. The Halacha is Enim Mekadesh, that's what Mishnah said. And the question is why? We know that the second one can't be Chal, but why can't one of them be Chal? So Gemara says, because Kol Asvara from Rabbah, Kol Sha'enim Bezachazah, anything that you can't do one after the other one, even if you do it at once, it's not chal. So Gemara doesn't have kasha on that. Gufa, I'm a rabbi called Shinam Zach, Zafil Vasach, Saina, Isfaya, Baya, Baya, Zakash, Mabraisa. It says in the Braisa, Marbe, Maisa, Peroisa, Musukonim, Maisraisa, Mukolim. Which means like this, the halacha is that something, your produce is considered tevel until you take off Chumas and Maisras. Chuma is relatively easy. You take off 1/50th, that's the Vabaini, or 1/60th, or 1/40th. And the truth is, even 1% is really works. But Madera Bonin says one, you take 2%. But in any case, it could be estimated, it doesn't have to be exact. Chuma, whatever you take is works for Chuma. But Maisa region has to be exactly 10%. It can't be more, it can't be less. It has to be exactly 10%. You can't estimate it. You have to figure out exactly how much it is. Here, the person went ahead, instead of taking 10%, took off 20%. So our halacha is that peirosim is sekarim. The other 80% is not tevel anymore because you took off maisilim at the end of the day. But the 20% is not musukarim. It's messed up. Why is it mukukalim? Why is it messed up? Because out of that 20%, 10% is maisir, and the other 10% is tevel. Because I didn't have a mind to take off maisir and make that part of it musukarim. I took off all 20% together as maisir. So it comes out you have 10% tevel in this maisir and it's mixed together. Now no one can eat it until you take off Maisa from someone else on this. That's the problem. No one could eat this. Now, Gemara's question is, if it doesn't work one after another, first take off 10% Maisa and take off another 10% Maisa, the second 10% is nothing. So why here? V'asachas is anything chal. Nothing should be chal. V'an my name of kol she'enim v'zachazeh, fil v'asachas ain't a few rabbis faro, nothing should be chal. Because if 10% can't be chal after 10%, why is it chal ka'achas? Amalei. So, Rabbi will answer, Shani Maisa, the Isa Lechatzom. Maisa, you have an idea that Shaykh to make Maisa Lechatzom. The Omar, Tiskadish Paga de Chidasa Kitcha. The law is, let's say you want to take off Maisa on 20%. So you could do is, you could say, Evi Chita, half of it is Maisa. And then it's very fine because it's really only taking off 10%. So Shaykh to be Bechatzom. So here, even though you're actually not saying that, but since it's possible, we can make it ke'ilu he said that, and therefore it works. Mashenke by Kedushin, it's impossible to Mekadosh two Echayos together. You can't do half of one sister, half of the other sister. That's not possible. And therefore there, Revas Achas Eina. Freit the Gemara, what about Maisa Behema? Re Maisa Behema, the Lekka Lechatzoyim, you can't be Mekadosh two half Behemois, the Lekka Vazachazah, and once Maisa Behema, Lekka is the 10th animal, you take off of Maisa Behema, and it has to be brought up to your Yerushalayim and eaten as a carbon. Actually, it does not go to the Kayin, it belongs to the Bailim, but he has to bring it up to Yerushalayim to eat it as a carbon. Now, the Maisa Behema is always the 10th Behema. When he's taken off Maisa, he counts 9, the 10th one is Maisa Behema. It's not Shayach Lav Lechatzom, Veleka Vazachazet. Also, if you have the 10th one is Maisa, the 11th one is not Maisa. And still, we find Vamarava, and we find a Memra Moshem Rava, some of Girsa. So Girsa Rabba, Vamarava, Yotzur Shnayim Ba'asiri, if two behemoths walk out exactly on the 10th, the Karan Asiri, he called them both Asiri. The halacha is, it's Asiri V'achar Asim Rabba, Zevazeh. There's a 10th and 11th mixed together. And what do you do? So the halacha is that when you call 11th one a Meiser, it's not Meiser Behemoth, but it has the name of Shlom. So here what you do is, you don't know which one's Meiser Behemoth, which one's a Shlom. So what you do is, you let them both get a mum. And then you transfer the money onto another behema, and you bring a shlom with that. And then these two you eat with the mum. Because halacha is a ma'aser behema that gets a mum, you're allowed to eat it without bringing it up to your shlom to eat as a carbon. That's the halacha. So that's what you do over here. But what do you see? That there, it's chal. The ma'aser is chal. It's not lechatzom, and it's not v'zachazeh. So why is it chal v'asachas? And for the Gemara, shani ma'aser behema v'isa b'toyus. Ma'aser behema tshayich b'chal b'toyus. The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Karla Tachia Asiri. You call the 9th one, by mistake, you call it the 10th one. Ula Asiri, the 10th one, you call it the 9th one, Shi. Ula Achar Asa, you call the 11th one Asiri. Halacha is Shloshdam Mekudashim. They're all Mekudashim. So you find, and you learn from Pesukim, that they're all Mekudash for whatever it is. Some of them are Idna Zashlamim, some of them are Maisa Behema, but we learn from Pesukim. And like Rashi explains, there are Maslashani, Hilkach, Ki Hecha Dechal Shemoy Ala Toyois, just like it's Chal, even Betoyos. The Asiri is Kadosh, no matter what, even though you called the Asiri Tashi, it's still Chal. So, and also, even though 11th one, it's Chal, also something Ashlamim, and either way, the 10th one is Chal, so therefore, we hold that if you do it Ka'achas, also it could be Chal. So Rashi like this, even though 11th one came out together, it could be Chal, because you find the Betoyos. In Erevin is a little different. In Erevin, the Gemara says there, because since on the 11th, you find there is a little element of Zach HaZach, the 11th one has Shukka Kedusha, so therefore it's Vasa Achas. But either way, by Kedusha doesn't have this. So therefore, it's not a Kasha by Kedusha. So we answered Meiser Dagon to say it's Yisil Chatzon. We answered Meiser Pemim by saying Yisil Betoyos. Break the Gemara, break Taida. The less of a Toyos, the less of a Zach HaZach. What is a taida? Taida is a carbon that someone brings if he has a nace on him. It's similar to a shlomim. The only difference is it has to be eaten one day, one night. And another difference is, the big difference, you bring with it 40 chalas. That's what you bring 40 chalas with it. So the halacha is that you can't be mekadosh more than 40 chalas. It has to be exactly 40. So what's the halacha? So v'arei taida less of a tayis. The tayis doesn't work by hektish, because hektish is not a hektish. If a taida is not shayach of a tayis, it's also not shayach of a zeh hazeh. You can't make 40 chalas kodesh and another 40 chalas. V'itman, still we learned. Toidah sh'nishtachash t'mayin chalas, yishechta the toidah on 80 chalas. What makes the chalas kodesh is the shechita of the toidah. So yishechta it on 80 chalas. Chizki omah kodesh la'abam t'ech sh'mayinim. 40 out of the 80 are kodesh, and the other 40 are not kodesh. Rav Yechon omah kodesh la'abam t'ech sh'mayinim. Nothing is kodesh. So what's the kash? Rav Yechon is actually like Rabbah. So the kasha is because Chizkiya, like Rashi explains, Chizkiya is the Rebbe of Rav Yechanan. And therefore, he should have gone like Chizkiya, not like Rav Yechanan. So what's Pshat and Rabba? So my answer is, if you look closely at that machlekes, it's different machlekes. Like, it's Malam Rav Shuma Levi. Hakom Moedim. Everyone agrees. If you say, I want him to carry 40 out of the 80, it's Pashat, it's Kaddish. And if he says, I don't want him to carry 40 unless I'm a carry all 80, Loi Kaddish is not Kaddish. What's the machlekes? He had 80 chalas here, and he shechted on all 80. Marisol lacharayis k'mechavin. He only wants mekadosh. One says here it's stamps. One says he only wants mekadosh 40. The other 40 only for insurance. Well, marisol lacharayis k'mechavin. He wants to do all 80. That's machlekes. But and if you want to do all 80, it's not chal. But maybe everyone holds a rabba. So like upon him, we saved the day and we don't cash on rabba. But now we go back to the Gemara that Rava felt that he has to answer like rabba. The cash on our mishnah was why. If you do a ka'acha, it's not chal. Zok Ravi, the reason why it's not chal is because Rav is halacha. Kol she'inim is achazah, v'vas achazeneh. For 8th Gemara, we're going to have soon a machlekes about kedushin she'im mishum l'biyah. According to Rava, if you make a kedushin and still also do biyah from this kedushin, the halacha is not a good kedushin. So here, if you have a kaddish two sisters as one, even if one of them is Mekadesha, since I don't know which one is Mekadesha, so it'll be ain't a real be anyway. I can't marry either one because maybe I'm marrying my wife's sister. Then anyway, it's not Chal. So why do I have to come on to call Shenem Zach Hazah? That's Marz Kasha. Rav, Lomle, Lashnuri, Karabah. Why does he have to answer like Rabbah? Take the Klush Jemishul Beer, Nunu. Why don't he learn Pasha Klush Jemishul Beer? And for the Gemara, Dvar of the Rav Macham will come. He's going with Dvar of the Rav Macham. I hold Klush Jemishul Beer. But even for you who want to learn it out from a Pasik, so I'll tell you. And I'll tell you, Pshat, that's going with the aside of Kol Sheinu B'Zach Hazeh, Afilu B'Vas Achas Einoi. That there, since it's Usher one after another, so therefore it's Usher as one as well. Now I'm going to go to Kedushin Sheinu Mesurin L'Biyah. Itma. Kedushin Sheinu Mesurin L'Biyah. If someone makes a Kedushin that's not possible to be afterwards, a Bayah Mahavik Kedushin, it's still Chal, and you need to get. Ravam Lev Kedushin, the Kedushin not Chal. I'm a Rava, Barahina Azbarli, Barahina explain me why it's not Kedushin. Because the Pasuk says, Kiyikach ish isha uba'ala. Kedushin of Mashul Abiyah have a Kedushin. Kedushin of Mashul Abiyah have a Kedushin. They learn from this Pasuk that Dafka, if it can be followed by a Biyah, is it a good Kedushin? If not, it's not a good Kedushin. Kedushin of Mashul Abiyah have a Kedushin. Now, Tosfos asks that every Kedushin has to be followed by a Biyah, Mutadik a Biyah, to be called a Kedushin. So why is every Chayv Alavin type this? The halacha is that a Chayv Alavin is also a Biyah. And still we know by Chayv Alavin, which means like Hamana Kohen Gadol, the Kedushin is type this. So therefore, Tosfos says a little different than Rashi. Kedusha Hashem will be a means that the Isser Bia is happening because of the Kedushin. Here, because of the Kedushin, I cause the Isser Bia because there might be Issa Chos Ishtai. That's why, that's the Chasaron here, Kedusha Hashem will be a. But in any case, we have over here that Rav holds Kedushin Hashem will be a lot of Kedushin. Right, the Marakash of Me'er or Mishnah. It's not. Someone becomes a mother and a daughter, or Isha and her sister at one, as one, ain't a mekadeshes. The halacha is not mekadeshes, but it's mashma because it could have had a bigger chiddush. But it's mashma. Echaz mishivu. They say I want one of you to be mekadeshes. I'm Isha v'achayisa. One of you two should be mekadeshes. The halacha is that's mekadeshes. Taka. Ha echaz mishivu. I'm Isha v'achayisa mekadeshes. What's pshat taka? Because there. It's chal because you're not Makarish two sisters deal, Makarish one. But there's a little slight problem here. You don't know which one it is. If you don't know which one it is, so then it's Achay Sishtai. Vamai, Kedushin Shem Mishun Labiyan Inu. It's Kedushin that's not Mishun Labiyan. Tiyufta the Rava. It's Akash the Rava. Basically, our Mishnah says that the only time it's not Makadesh is only Ka'achas, which means Makarish both of them together. That's what we understand. That doesn't work. Maybe because of Zach, Zach, Vasa, Chalena, whatever the reason is. But if you're Rava, even if Makarish one of the two, it's a problem because it's Mishun Labiyan. Look at the sefer. The sefer sounds like me. So Rava, it says in the sefer like this: there were five ladies here. Two of them were sisters. There were three nachrios, which we call three were not related, and two were related. Two were sisters. Velikat echad kalkala, and a certain person took a kalkala shel einim. He took a basket of figs. V'shalan ha'isa, it belonged to them. V'shal shvias ha'isa, it was shvias. It was shmita. Produce. Va'amar, and he said, "Hare kulcha mekadesh to you. All you are mekadeshes to me. All five of you." But kakal is with this basket. Va'amar chachamim. Chachamim said that the nachriyos are mekadeshes, but ain't achayos mekadeshes. This is not mekadeshes. Achayos with any mekadeshes. Hanachriyos mekadeshes. Hanachriyos are mekadeshes. Now Rava analyzes the halacha. Hechidam, what's pshat in this halacha? Ilam don kulchem. If he said like it says in the Mishnah that I want all you to mekadeshes, so why does it work? At v'chamaru, va'at v'chamar lo kana. What does at v'chamar mean? Like Rashi explains, if I give someone a matana and I include in them two people, one is a bar kinyan, can make a kinyan, one cannot make a kinyan. The halacha is, if I give them as one amira, one, give them both together, if one of them doesn't work, then it's vatal the other part also. Rashi gives an example is, you give a present, a baby present, to a baby that's born and a baby that's still in the mother's womb. There, no one's kind of anything. Not the Neulad, and not the Uber, obviously can't be kind of. Why? Because since half the king's bottle doesn't work, that's this man the Amoz. And why do we call it Chamar? So the Maram explains, Chamar is just saying something that can't make a kinyan, is a Chamar. So can he at v'chamar, you and the Chamar be kind of something, the loch is like kind, it's not kind of. So here, if he said Kulchem, since Baracha is not Chal, so why is it Chal for the other three ladies? Why is it Chal? It must be you said one of you. Even though the Mishnah says Kolchem, we'll talk about that later. The Mishnah says Kolchem, but we'll speak out of Rajva soon. He said, one of you I want to be Mekadesh, Viktani, and it says, the other three have to be Chosh Vikdushim, but in Achayis Mekadeshes. The sister's not Mekadeshes. I said Achad Bekem. So it's a Raya, Kedushin, She'em, Mesurin, Labia, Loyavik Kedushin. So the Seifa, if anything, is a riot to Rava, because Seifa can't be done with Kulchem, could be at v'chamar. So must do Acha Mekam. And still it says, Ein Achayis Mekadesh, so it's a riot to Rava. So Gemara just fears us. The Rava, Kasha Reisha, the Reisha Shvan Rava, why didn't say a bigger Chiddush, to Ein Mekadesh is by Achas Mishdei Achayis. And Labaya, Kasha Seifa. And Labaya, the Seifa is Shvar. So Gemara is going to answer, Sayafi Rava and Sayafi Abaya. The Gemara says, Abaya Mataritz Hameh, Rava Mataritz Hameh, each one Mataritz, Lafi his Shita. Abayim is taras tamei like this. Hamikaris isha bito isha v'achoisa ka'achas as one ain't mekadeshes. But if you say ha'icha ahoy achas v'isha bito oy v'isha v'achoisa mekadeshes, say one of you two, then it's mekadeshes because he doesn't hold of a problem of kedusha mesum labia. Vim Omar Barfi says haru'uy labias kadoshli only if someone's ru'uy labias from mekadosh to me ain't mekadeshes. Then it's not mekadeshes. The achayis, because neither one's ruler bia. He spoke at klar ruler bia. Umayis and I'm a chomish nashim. Hench day achayis. But liki achakash atayin. And Vomar, and he said, I want to make kash all you, but only the ruuyali. Vomar ruuyali make kemp this kashli. So div amukham in a chayis mekadeshes. But the other three are mekadeshes. The other three are mekadeshes because you only want the mekadesh so royally. So it's not called atvah chamar because he spoke out clearly. I'm only mekadesh the ones are royally. So it's not a kulchem, which means everyone, even not royally. Therefore, it's not our problem. That's how Abaye learned. So Abaye, way to answer the end is the end of the Mishnah is it's not talking about mamash a straight kulchem. He said also haruuyali, and therefore it disqualifies the achayis, which is not going to be ruuyal labia for him. But Rava mataras tamei. Rava explains the Mishnah to all shtim like his shita. And he says like this: Hamakadish achas beisha abita, achas beisha v'achoisa, nase kemisha kiddish isha abita, or isha v'achoisa. What he does is in the Reisha that when it says ka'achas, it doesn't really mean ka'achas. It means that he kadish one of you two, either one of you isha abita, or one of you or two sisters. It's nase ke'ilu kemisha kiddish isha abita. You mekadish isha abita together, isha v'achoisa together ka'achas. Ve'ena mekadeshes. And the loch is not mekadeshes because you'd wanted to do it ka'achas, you wanted to do it as one. And when you want to do it as one, it's possible mekadeshes. But when you do one out of two, sorry, the reason why the one out of two is not good, because kushim is real beer. It means like this. Rava says that if you mekadesh one of you two, even if I'm mekadesh ka'achas, it's still not chal. Why? That's what Reisha means. I reach the Reisha as ka'achas. It means if I say achas for you two, it's kilo, it's like ka'achas. Also, a story of five ladies, two of them are sisters. He took kikush shoteinim. V'amarekulchem, all you are mekadeshes to me. V'achas v'arekulchem, all you mekadeshes. V'achas v'echoyes, one of you two. The loch is mekadeshes. V'achas v'echoyes, mekadesh to mekal kolzu. The loch is v'amarekulchem in echoyes mekadeshes. The echoyes are mekadeshes. The nachrius are because there, like Rashi explains, is not called at v'chamar either. Because the reason why Ein Achayis Mekadeshes is not because there's something wrong with the Kedushin. Because he said, Kulchem and one of the two sisters. The reason why it's not Chal is only because of a Zaytik problem. Kedushin Shem Mishun Labia. He doesn't know which one is Mekadesh. That's why it's not Chal. That doesn't become a Chasaron in the din of Zat V'chamor, which says, I'm giving you a kinyan, because really the kinyan works for everyone. It's only a zaitika problem because since we don't know which sister, so it's aim to be, that's why it's not chal. And there was not a problem of kedushin, that was not a problem of at v'chamar. So the Rashi speaks out that the Gemara beginning also on top of the Omer, the Gemara says, lav domolog achas mekem, lachar et shver, what happened to kolchem? So he also means, like the Gemara says over here, he did say kolchem. He said, kolchem, you three, v'achas v'achayis. That answers also lashon kolchem in the Mishnah. Because that's what he said. All of you, v'achas v'achayis. And there's another rai also, like Rashi brings, that the Gemara later on brings a rai from here, that one tzara can make kedushin for other tzaras as they're becoming a tzara together. So obviously, it's more than one of them becoming mekadeshes. So there can't be akas v'kem. It has to be some kind of form of kolchem here, because you see more than one of the ladies are becoming mekadeshes. But in any case, both Rava and Abaye answer, Abaye holds a kedushin which will be a still kedushin. And here we're talking about ro'uyali, that's what eino chayis mekadeshes. And according to Rava, it's ain't a chayis mekadeshes because even regular achas v'kem is not mekadeshes. And the Reisha is talking about a case of achas v'kem. I says ka'achas. What the Mishnah means is, achas v'kem is kilu, he said, ka'achas.